Perikhes and Trumas Mishneches, we have a din of Mishmeres Trumaisai that you're not permitted to be Metame Truma. You're not permitted to destroy Truma, to waste it. You're not permitted to be Metame Truma. What if the Truma may not be eaten anyway because it's a Suffolk Tome? So that's a three-way Machloikas Hatanaim in this Mishnah. How do you deal with this? The Tosis Yonta raises an issue over here. How is it ever possible to have a Suffolk Tuma? We have a rule. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tohar, and Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Tomei Vadai, Tomei Monam Shach. It's never going to be Tomei Misafik. So he answers that, based on the Tosfos, that the only time we declare Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Tomei Vadai, when it's a Dabash Epshalios, if it's possible that it should be so. If you have a barrel of wine, you don't know whether it's Nitma or it's Tohar, so then you say it's Tomei Misafik. But, let's say you have two barrels of wine, and I know that a dead sheretz fell into one or the other, and I don't know which one. You can't declare that they're both tamei b'taras vada. I know that only one of them was nitma. So in that case, you have to say that both of them are considered safek tamei. So now the Mishnah presents the three different opinions. How do you deal with such a case when you have truma, which is teluya? That's safek tamei, safek tamei. So you're not allowed, the kohen is not permitted to eat it because there's an iser essay for a kohen tohar to eat the truma tameya. There's no misa b'dei shemayim. There's misa b'dei shemayim if a kohen tameya eats truma tohara. But if a kohen tohar eats truma tameya, it's an iser essay. So he's not allowed to eat it, but is there an iser to be ma'abedit? Because ben kovakol, you can't use it. So that's the three-way machlekes. So Reb Lezer, Reb Hoysam, Menachas, Bamakam Atur, for if the truma, which is now tomei misafik, is in a vulnerable position. It's in an open place where it's possible for Tuma to fall into it. So then the din is Mishmeres. You have to protect the Truma from having any Tuma fall in. Even though it's already Safik Tuma, you can't eat it anyway. Reb Lezer insists, Yanechenem HaMokam HaMutzna, you have to put it into a more protected location to make sure that a Tuma won't fall in. B'mhoisa Megula, let's say it's a barrel of wine, Safik Tuma, and it's open, the lid is off, so you chasen it, you should cover over the barrel to prevent it from having any vare tumah falling in. You have to protect it, even though ben kovako, he can't eat it. Rabbi Shua disagrees. He says, you shouldn't be metame et biadaim tumah vadois. Okay, that's not proper, but strictly speaking, mishmeres doesn't apply. Rabbi Shua in the later Mishnah is going to say, sometimes it's even permissible to be metame et biadaim. But over here, it's not necessary, so don't. So Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, says, M'hoysa menachas b'makam mutzna, even if it's in a private location, you're permitted to move the barrel of wine to a public, to an open location, in the hope that it'll become nitma vadai, so then you know for sure that you'll be able to destroy it. If you have truma teluya, so you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to destroy it either. So Rabbi Yeshua says, but you're permitted to put it in a makam aturfa, and a place where it's likely that Tommy will touch it, and if the Tommy will touch it, so then you'll be able to destroy it. M'hoysa m'chusa, and if the barrel of wine is covered, and it's not shaykh that a Tommy will touch it, and it's a Suffolk Tommy, so yigaleno, so it's permissible to take off the lid from it in the hope that a Tommy will make it vaday Tommy, and then you'll be able to throw it out. So it's machlokes min akotzer l'akotzer. Reb Lezer says you have to protect it as much as possible, to prevent it from becoming more tamei, to prevent the suffix tamei from becoming vadei tamei because of mishmeres. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, no, you don't have to protect it faket. You're allowed to put it in a more vulnerable position. Now, Rabbi Gamliel holds a middle sheet. Al yechadish badova. You shouldn't put it, you shouldn't make it worse, and you don't have to make it better. You just leave it the way it is. If it's a makam magula, so leave it like that. And if it's a makam mechusa, so leave it like that. Don't make it better, don't make it worse. Here the Bar Tanura writes, he thinks that the din is like Rabbi Gamliel in this situation. Mishnah Tes, Chodesh and Nishbar, Begasu al Yoyna, V'atachtoyna Tameya, have a barrel of wine that the Bar Tanura explains over here. There's one location where you squeeze out the wine from the grapes, and then the wine falls into a gas hatachtoina, a different location, and it's all collected over there. So the gas hatachtoina in the bottom container, in the bottom pit, let's say, so we have chulin dike wine, That's all tamei. And on the upper gasa al yana, where we pressed out the wine, we have yayin shel truma. That's tohar. Tohar dika yayin shel truma. So what happens? Chavish and nishbra, a barrel of tohar dika truma dika wine cracks in the upper gas. And if I leave it the way it is, it's going to fall into the bottom gas. So it's all going to become tummy. So this, all the tanaim agree. If I can go run to get a tohar dika barrel in order to save a revius of wine that it should remain tohar, then they all agree there would be a din of mishmeres trumaisai because the chavish al yayin is tohar in the upper gasa al yayin. So if it's possible to run and get a kli tohar, all the wine shel truma will tohar will fall into the gas atachtoina and become tomei. Okay, what can I do? But I want to save a revius of yain. So run and go get a kli tohar. Most of the yain will fall into the lower gas, will become tomei, and the revius will be nitzol v'imlav. What if even if I'll run to get it, I won't be able to save even a revius. I'll be able to save less than revius, and not at all. So then it's a machlekes hatanoim. What do you do? So Rav Lezer Amet Terid V'Tetame V'Al Yitamena B'Yodov. If the bottom gas has Chulin Temeim, so Chulin Temeim is valuable. People can drink it when they're Tomei. Or even people who are Tohar can drink the Chulin Temeim, Yain that's Chulin Temeim. They'll become Tomei. There's a Chumra Midirabonon, there's a Dim Midirabonon. The one who eats Ochlim Temeim, or one who drinks Mashkim Temeim, becomes Tomei. His goof becomes Tomei. So what? So a person doesn't care. So he'll become tummy. Big deal. He'll go to the mikveh afterwards if he wants to eat truma or something. So Rav Lezer says over here, teirid et tamei v'yitamen abiyadav. If the truma is going to fall, if the truma tohira on top is going to fall into the chulam tameim on the bottom, then the chulam tameim will be worthless because a zar cannot eat it. Because it has truma mixed in, and a kohen cannot eat it because the truma just became tameh. It got mixed in with the chulam tameim, so it'll be mamish worthless. So I have a hefsid moment over here. So may I, the barrel of truma tahara cracked in the upper gas? Can I take the whole barrel and take it away somewhere, throw it out somewhere, and be mitami the whole thing? So Rabbi Lezer says you're not allowed to. You have to suffer the hefsed mum because you're not allowed to be metame truma. Even though ben kavakav, the truma is oimed to become ruined. The truma is oimed leibud because it's going to fall into the chulam tameim on the bottom. It's going to become tamei, but you're not allowed to be metame yet be a daim. Even. And Rabbi Yeshua is going to disagree. And Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua is going to disagree. He's going to say, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees both the Mishnah Tes and the Mishnah Yud. Al Zebi Al Zeh, Mishnah Tes and Mishnah Yud, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. There's no prohibition from being mitame the truma over here because it's hoylach libud anyway. The truma where it is now, the gas al yain, is going to fall into the gas al tachtoina. It's going to get mixed in with the chulam tmeim and it's going to be worthless. So there's no avera if I'll be mitame biadayim to prevent this hefsid from occurring. The Bar Tanura points out that the whole medubra over here is. But Tanura in the next Mishnah points out the whole topic is only discussing a situation where you're going to have a hefsid because you're not going to have meyah. The din is that truma is bottled be'echod of meyah. So I don't have meyah in the chulam tmeim on the bottom keneged the truma on top. So that's why if the whole barrel of truma tahir is going to fall into the bottom that has chulam tmeim, the whole thing is going to be also both for a kohen and for a zar. But if I have meyah in the chulin on the bottom, then it's not going to be such a big, it won't be any hefsid at all. It won't be any hefsid at all. A little container, a small container of truma will fall into a gigantic gas ha-tachtoina of chulin to meyim. So the truma will be bottled. So there won't be any hefsid moment. So then, Rabbi Shua would not say in such a case that since there's a hefsid, say, so la'ad bim etami et bi adayim. So again, so in this case, Rav Lezer said, despite the fact that there's a concern of a big hefsid moment, everything is going to become usur. Rabbi Lezer says the end of the Mishnah test, Teri the Tatami, let the Truma Tahara fall into the Chulim Tameim. You're not allowed to be Metami yet Biyadayim, even though the Truma is Halach Leibud, as it stands now. You're not allowed to be Metami yet Biyadayim to prevent yourself from suffering the Hepsid. And Bartanur says, of course, we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. That's whenever there's Machlek Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Ruba, the Ruba of the times, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Lezer Shamutihu, Rabbi Lezer was from the Beis Shammai.